Stick It with Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Stick It.
Hey, folks, check it out. We're back for another episode of Stick It with Mr. Biggs. And here he is, the man with all your glue, adhesive, and tape questions. It's Mr. Biggs.
I'd like to make a minor amendment, if you don't mind, Roger.
Sure.
I've got questions, but they are not glue or adhesive related. It's about other topics, you know, like thermodynamics and space travel, magnets.
Stick It.
Things like that. When it comes to glues and adhesives, I'm your answer guy. I don't have any questions about that. I got all the answers.
Sure.
So if you could do that again, and this time say I'm the guy that's got all the answers about glue.
But not all the answers about space travel.
Yeah, there are some elements of that that confound me. I got to admit, there's some things. Like, when it comes to going potty, how do they do that?
Stick It.
Doesn't make any sense to me. Zero gravity.
Up in space.
I don't get it. I don't understand any of that.
All right.
Some sort of series of pulleys and levers, I guess, maybe. I mean, I could see how I would do it, but I don't know how they do it.
Well, maybe we can touch on that in a future episode. Maybe a kind of a sidebar. You know how those work?
Stick It.
What?
Sidebar. Huh? Sidebar, kind of a sort of a
no.
Diversion.
I don't. You want me to divert?
Well, no. Let's go ahead and just do a new opening. Are you ready?
Yeah, I mean, I'm right here, you're here, we might as well.
Let's do it. Hey, look at here.
Yeah.
It's time once again for another episode of Stick It.
Stick It.
Stick It.
With Mr. Biggs, and here he is, the man with the plan and all your answers about glues, adhesives, and anything that sticks. It's Mr. Biggs.
Hi, Roger. Hey, everybody. That's Roger. He's the co-host of the show.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It's nice to be here.
It's a podcast about glue, so if you got questions about glue, you ask me, I answer them. And we got a website with all the ways to contact us, including an email address. What is the website that they go to, Roger? Just, I don't want you saying all the other stuff. I only want you saying the website address.
The website is askmrbiggs.com, and the website has the phone number on it as well as the email address. And I'll give the web address. It's Biggscast.
B-I-G-G-G.
No. B-I-G-G-S-C-A-S-T at.
Gmail.com.
That's the one. There we go.
If they need that address, all they have to do is to go to the website. So let's just give out the website address, and that way they've got the correct information and all the addresses for the other things. Just give the one universal resource locator.
AskMrBiggs.com.
Yeah. That's
now,
it.
Do we have a number they can call to maybe leave a voicemail or...
I don't have any voicemail, Roger. I don't have that.
We don't have a phone number or anything.
No, we got a phone number. We just don't have voicemail. You're making assumptions, and when you make assumptions, you make an ass out of yourself.
You make
an ass out of yourself when you make assumptions, because it's got ass right there in the word, Roger.
Right.
And I can say that on podcast and internet, because an ass is another name for a donkey.
That's right.
A lot of people use that term. A lot of people do.
Mule. Mule's another term. I think that has to do with gender and how they mix the breeds and whether
Roger,
or not
I do not want to get into the finer points of animal husbandry. This podcast is about glues and adhesives. Let's please move it along.
All right. Well, you know what we always do at this time of the podcast? We launch into breaking news.
Yeah. Breaking news is the place on the show that we find a news story about something that has broken, and then I tell you how to fix it.
With glues, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes glue, sometimes tape, sometimes silicone sealant, right. All kinds of different things you can use to fix all different kinds of situations.
That's right.
The news story often has a central part in the story where something has been broken, and then I'm able to offer advice. That's what you call breaking news.
What we do is go dateline, location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
News story. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I know the format.
Right.
But, Roger, can I be straight with you here?
Sure,
I mean,
sure,
no,
sure.
No pun intended.
Right. I don't follow.
Did you hear that, Roger? Did you? I said no pun intended. Yeah. It's just a little joke of mine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got something I got to admit. You remember when you showed up earlier today knocking on the door to record the podcast and I was sleeping? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I said that I had overslept and all that. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah. It took quite a while for you to answer the door, and yeah. I really had to pound it pretty good. I knew you were here.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was here. But when I said that I accidentally overslept and almost missed the recording of the podcast, that was a little white lie that was not 100% accurate. I completely forgot we were doing the podcast at all today.
Right. Today's the day we do it.
Yeah. I mean, now I know. Where were you when I didn't remember? You should have reminded me when I didn't remember, Roger, not when we're doing it.
Well, you've got calendar reminder thing that you use.
I don't put the podcast on that because it doesn't seem like it's important enough for that.
What?
Had I known we were doing the podcast today, I would have gotten a breaking news story.
Sure.
But I didn't know. I completely forgot.
So you get the breaking news item on the day of the show. You don't do it ahead of time?
I've got what they refer to as the World Wide Web.
Right.
And on the web, you can all kinds of news stories. And if I find a good one, what I'll do is I'll get out a sheet of loose leaf paper.
Right.
And I'll grab a pencil, and I will transcribe out the text of the story that I'm interested in.
Okay.
And I usually put that in the pile over there. I don't think I did that this time.
Okay.
I don't have any new story at all.
That's understandable. Those things can happen. You get busy. So that's understandable, but that's okay because I've got a few stories that I kind of always carry with me in my file folder, the goldenrod file folder that I carry around. So I think we're going to be okay.
Well, actually, Roger, I don't feel comfortable using your stories if I haven't reviewed them ahead of time. I mean, what if they're not appropriate? What if they've got profanity in them or non-family-friendly material? We can't have that.
Well,
so no, you go ahead and keep your stories. That's fine.
Well, typically they come from, you know,
I got it.
Reputable
yeah.
news sources. So I think
Roger, here, take this plug and plug it into the power strip over there.
Will the wire reach? I don't know.
Just go ahead and pull it. Yeah, there. No, it's a polarized plug. You got to put the fat end into the fat slot of the plug.
Now, do you want me to use the plug, or do you want me to use the power strip?
Just use the power strip. It's fine. It's closer. Just put it in there. I got to warm this up.
All right.
I figure what we can do, since we don't have any breaking news stories, I got to warm up the old hot glue gun, and we'll do some hot glue tips live on Stick It.
Stick It.
with Mr. Biggs.
Well, I mean, that's fine. That's fine. But I right here in my day bag, I've got a few stories. They're printed out. They're ready to go. I read them three or four times ahead of time, so I've kind of got the gist of the stories. If you want to,
well, that's great, Roger. How many times have I read them? How many times? I don't think I've read them at all. You've not shown those to me even one time.
I could read them.
Well, you said you did. You said you already read them. My problem is that I haven't read them at all. If I were to start reading a cold, for all I know, there's going to be, I don't know, some sexually suggestive theme right in the middle.
No.
Roger, do me a favor. Put one of your news stories underneath the tip of the hot glue gun because it is starting to warm up. You smell that? You smell it?
It's never.
That is the tip of the hot glue gun starting to gain temperature.
Wow, that heats up pretty fast.
It's a good unit. Yeah, it's my favorite hot glue gun. Just put your news story right underneath the tip there. So in case it starts to drizzle and drip, I don't want to get on the particle board table. Right. I don't want to mar the surface.
Okay, well.
So, you know what, Roger? As it turns out, your breaking news story came in very handy today. Thank you. Thank you, Roger, for preparing the breaking news story so that I may have a surface on which to drizzle my drippy hot glue gun tip on. Thank you.
All right. Well, all right. Well, I guess
you don't have a hot glue gun yourself, do you? Do you have one?
Actually, a couple of years ago, you gave me one, and then about a month later, you needed to borrow it. And as it turns out, I haven't gotten it back. So you said you would return it with a few rods of unused glue.
Yeah.
Glue rods. So, but I thought, you know, you had some important projects.
I did.
This looks actually like kind of like the gun you gave me. Is that?
Yeah, it's a good unit, man. It's got positive squeeze trigger control. Here's a tip. Here's a hot glue tip for Mr. Biggs. You got to be careful when you're first warming up your hot glue gun. Do not squeeze the trigger too hard because if the hot glue has not warmed up yet, and you squeeze that trigger, a lot of those linkages inside are made out of plastic, and they could break. You got to wait. Wait until the glue at the tip of the hot glue gun is transparent or is flowing freely before you start squeezing. Make sure it's nice and hot, because if it's too thick or too cold, you're going to break the insides of your gun.
That's good info. When I get that glue gun back, I'll be sure to
see that shoe box over there, the one next. Yeah, now the white one, the white shoe box.
You want me to?
Yeah, just grab that and hand that over here.
All right,
we're gonna let's see. Oh yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
here you go.
We got some popsicle sticks from my niece Angela and my nephew Cody. Every time they come over and enjoy popsicle snacks, I say, make sure you save those sticks, and we put them in this box for opportunities like this to show people how to stick it with hot glue.
And then you and your niece and nephew have a nice little project with the popsicle sticks.
No, Roger, this is not for them. The popsicle sticks are for me. I mean, I'm going to use them. Once they're done sucking on the popsicles, the sticks are mine. They're off limits from that point forward. It is now consumable raw materials for my project room.
I see.
They are not allowed.
Well, you know, maybe someday you can do some sort of project with Angela and Cody.
Now, today we're going to be using a low-temperature hot glue, which is more of a standard crafting temperature. They make very hot, hot, hot glue guns. They're very hot.
Hot.
When you think of a hot glue gun, think of one that's about twice as hot as that.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So I like to keep a hot glue gun handy with the low temp hot glue and a high temp hot glue gun with the hot, hot glue. And that way you don't have to interchange the glue sticks.
Let me jump in really quick here. This is not okay. So this is the breaking news segment, right? And so I just want to make sure anyone tuning in right now, just you know, dropping the needle on the podcast, expecting a breaking news story. They're not. That's not what this is right now. This is where it's normally heard, but that's not what's happening right now.
Are you going to point out my mistakes every time, Roger? Because I'm already humiliated by not remembering.
I don't want to point out your mistakes so much as I just
want to point out your mistakes as well. I could point out plenty of stuff that you've done.
Well, I just want to make sure that the listener's clear as to what's happening right here.
One time, Roger went into the ladies' room. Remember that, Roger?
Yeah.
Was that on accident? I don't remember.
That was an accident. I remember walking in, and when I walked in, I just saw nothing but stalls.
Yeah.
No.
This is a great story. Listen to Roger's story. This is good.
I walked into the bathroom, and there's nothing but stalls, and I thought, hey, this must be what the ladies' room looks like. And then I froze, and I turned around, and I ran out.
Yeah, you went out so fast, and you said, whoops, sorry.
But then,
we had a good laugh that afternoon,
Shortly after that, the hot fudge brownie cake showed up, and we were distracted.
My point is that you make mistakes, too, and if you're going to bring up and point out my foibles, I'm going to do it back at you, so careful. Turnabout is fair play, Roger.
Well, I'm not calling it a mistake so much as I'm just clarifying for the listener.
Yeah. Making me look bad in front of my people.
No.
It's a very popular podcast. Where were we? We were hot gluing some popsicle sticks. Let's get back to that.
Right. Let's go.
Okay, so I keep a high-temp hot glue gun and a low-temp hot glue gun, or they do make variable temp hot glue guns, where you can adjust the temperature between low and high. So it depends on what your budget is. If you got enough for two, I say get two. If you don't, go for a variable temp. Not a single hot glue gun with a single temp, because you are pigeonholing yourself in that situation. You see what I mean?
Now, well, when you talk about variable temp, are you talking about two temps, three temps, four, five? How many temperatures can you choose on the variable temp?
Some of the industrial hot glue dispensers will have a rheostat where you can adjust the temperature granularly, but most of the normal ones available to the consumers have a single switch between hot and low temp, removing most of the guesswork out of the situation.
I see.
All right, so now, normally when you're doing hot glue and it starts to heat up, it will start to dribble like it's happening right now all over that news story that you print it out.
Right. Well, that's good.
Roger.
Yeah.
It just hit me.
Hmm.
I should be printing out the breaking news stories.
As opposed to handwriting them with your, writing them out on longhand.
Yeah.
Well.
That would have saved so much time.
That's
it just
fine.
Hit me.
That's fine. You know, I've got some stories. Some backup stories. So for the next episode with breaking news, I can print them out for you if you just send me
now,
a link.
Now, if you don't have one of Roger's breaking news stories to put underneath the tip of your hot glue gun, I recommend putting a silicone mat from. You can get those at Michael's or Hobby Lobby. It's a little mat of silicone because the hot glue won't stick to that.
Sure.
Or if you don't have that, you can also use parchment paper from the kitchen.
Right.
It'll work just as well.
Sure.
You put that underneath the tip. And then you can let's grab a couple of sticks here. This is a good one. Roger, why don't you grab a stick as well?
Okay.
Just pick out any one of those.
Okay. This one's okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got one that was clearly, this was probably purple. This was a purple one, and yours looks to be an orange.
Now, before we go on, can we give a hint to the listeners what exactly we're looking to do here?
We're going to be demonstrating how to hot glue something with hot glue and popsicle sticks. So I'm going to take your orange one. And yeah, that one was definitely orange.
Okay.
Here, taste the purple one. What flavor is that?
I'm just gonna smell it, if that's okay. Okay, that's grape.
Okay. We got orange and grape. I'm gonna take the hot glue gun. I'm going to put the tip, the conical metal tip, I'm gonna put it up against the surface, and I'm gonna apply light pressure to the trigger. And see that?
Mm-hmm.
The glue stick, which started out as opaque when you put the stick in the back, look at it now, Roger.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's transparent now. You can see right through it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and it comes out very hot. Don't touch that. If you do, damn it. Son of a...
You all... You shouldn't.
Damn.
You shouldn't.
Okay.
All right. Well, you...
Roger, go over to the wet bar, and I want... Grab a highball glass, put a couple of cubes of ice in there, and a little bit of tap water, will you?
Do you have the... Is there ice made in the...
In the mini fridge.
Okay.
God.
Okay.
Son, oh, it is... It's already blistering.
Got a few cubes left. Here you go.
Yeah. If you're going to be hot gluing, have a cup of ice water handy. So if you have an accidental whoopsie-do, you can just stick your digit in there. Oh, yeah, that's better. That is better. Okay, so... Where was I? Oh, you see, now look at that. The hot glue has already turned opaque again.
All right.
So that's no good. You can't use that. It's not hot anymore, Roger. I can't use this one.
So what do you do?
Give me another stick. Grab one of the green ones. What flavor is that?
I'm guessing that's lime. I don't know. I'm not gonna. We'll say that's like a lime, some sort of citrus flavor.
All right. So I'm gonna apply a little bead there.
All right. All right.
And I'm
good.
We'll take this one, and we'll just go ahead and place it on there while it's still a little bit viscous. And we'll just hold it and press it. And you gotta wait. You can blow on it.
Okay, that cools it down so it'll start sticking sooner. Is this you're just going to be sticking popsicle sticks together? Is that what this project is, or what do you?
If you got a can of compressed air, you know, like the air duster,
yep.
You can take one of those and turn it upside down, and you can spray your hot glue joint, and it will immediately solidify, and your joint will be ready to go.
But I don't have one of those here. Right,
so.
Right. Instead of that, you're just gonna.
Roger, put the hot glue gun over there next to, because that, first time, shame on me, second time, shame on me as well for not looking where the hot glue gun was.
Shame on you again, yep.
Yeah. All right,
well, listen, this has been really
see,
informative.
Now look at this, look at it, look, see, now that is not going to come apart. Go ahead and try to pull that apart.
Okay.
Okay, you did it wrong. What are you doing, Roger?
It came right apart. Is that not? You're supposed to stay together, though.
Don't make me look bad. Here, let me do it again. Give me the hot glue gun. Give it to me.
You want to re-glue it? What are you doing?
No, I'm going to use two fresh sticks. Give me a couple more. Give me two orange ones. Two oranges.
Blue
I think
sticks.
Maybe that was probably the problem. We had two dissimilar flavors, and maybe there was a lack of adhesion.
Okay.
Son of a... What the hell? Oh, that should not hurt that bad.
You're just having a bad day. Maybe we should... Maybe we should set the glue gun down and maybe... Mm. You know, do this demonstration on another day? Does that seem like a good
You can build all plan, kinds of stuff with plan. Hot glue and popsicle sticks.
Right,
you can
build, there we go.
You can build
there
houses, you can build trivets, you can build
ashtrays.
Ashtrays. I don't think it would make a very good ashtray, though,
no,
because it's wood, it's
gaps.
Inflammable, and hot glue is going to melt when it's hot, though.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll scratch off ashtrays and say maybe, you said trivet, which also will come in contact with hot things. We'll say that there's a lot of things you can make with popsicle sticks and hot glue. And rest assured, there's probably a YouTube channel that covers that.
Yeah, and you know, for more hot tips on how to use hot glue, just go on over and follow me on the Twitter.
Right.
Go to the website, and the link is there.
Right, right.
Because I'm telling you, Roger, if you got all you need, you got the hot glue gun, you got a couple of sticks. Damn it!
It's just...
Give me the water! Give me the water!
Okay.
Oh.
I'll just get you some more ice.
Towel too. Thank you.
This is what do you say? Well, this has been breaking news.
That's how you stick it.
Stick it
with Mr. Biggs.
All right.
Roger.
Yeah.
Look at the tip of the hot glue gun. Is some of my skin on the tip there? Is that?
Well, I mean,
you use one of the popsicle sticks and scrape that off because I don't think that should stay on the end.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that
scrape it off.
There is, I mean, if there is, it's far past the point of really being able to ID it. But there were certainly some smells that resembled flesh. But let's go ahead and say no.
I'm missing a patch of skin in my finger webbing. Right? Oh man, that is raw. That is is exposed dermis.
Get some Bactine. You want me to get some Bactine before we?
You know,
go
we
to...
should probably just finish up this podcast. Let's just move on to the next thing.
Well, that would be great. But you know, the folks that pay good money on Patreon are expecting an email right now.
Well, let's have that email then.
Email.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. That's very good. Nice. You just gotta let it go, please. I'm begging you.
That sounded good, though. I like the way that sounded.
Be careful. Careful of the hot glue gun, Roger.
Okay,
Roger,
what do you...
Roger, unplug the hot glue gun.
Let's unplug it and move it away.
Yeah.
Let you do that.
Because the hot glue gun is very hot, and it will burn you.
No, well, you know, they call it a hot glue gun because it gets pretty hot. That's what I'm...
Yeah, it's right there in the name.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the email. It's addressed to both of us. How do you like that? As if I don't know what the answer is going to be, but you do. And it says, Mr. Biggs and Roger, I need to stick a small 1-inch round magnet to the head of a bolt. Right now I have it stuck on the bolt head with electrical tape wrapped around the edge of the magnet and bolt. But it doesn't last more than a few weeks, and I have to redo it. I'm using the magnet for a sliding barn door in my house. Barn door in my house, and the magnet keeps the door open when it bumps up against a metal strike plate. Thanks. This is from Avery in Carrollton, Ohio.
Somebody's been browsing Pinterest, I think.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Avery, for your email.
Yeah.
Let's turn it over to Mr. Biggs and figure out who we can stick it.
Stick it.
I think that those sliding barn doors inside houses has gotten a little out of hand. Mm-hmm. I think too many people are putting sliding barn doors in front of their pantries. Just put in a regular door, people.
Right.
A nice, well-hung door with a couple of hinges and a nice, solid knob. Enough of the ridiculous sheets of beads and... flapping saloon doors that go back and forth. Just don't get creative with your doorways. Just put regular doors in.
Leave the barn doors for the barns.
Yeah, I was going to say leave the barn doors in the barn.
Right.
That's
use them there.
That's a good one, Roger.
Use them there. Use the barn doors in the barns. Keep the barn closed and opened with a barn door.
Not. That's my answer. Thanks for calling.
All right, Avery.
That's how you stick it.
Well, stick it.
Avery and Carrollton's probably going to want some sort of answer to what he wants to do. here.
Well, I don't understand what he's doing. He's got a sliding door, and he's trying to keep it open with a magnet, right?
Yeah, he says he's got a small one-inch round magnet to the head of a bolt.
Well, if you got a door and it's opening up against a magnet, it's going to break apart eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of magnet is he using, Roger? What kind of magnet? Is it neodymium?
Round magnet.
Is it ceramic?
He doesn't say. He doesn't say. He just says he's got it stuck on the bolt head with electrical tape wrapped around the edge of the magnet. He doesn't mention what kind of magnet it is. So maybe he's using the wrong kind of magnet, maybe?
The only magnet that's going to be strong enough to hold back a sliding barn door is going to be a neodymium magnet.
Okay.
And unfortunately, neodymium magnets are very brittle. So the first time it gets... You know, some kid wants to get himself a Mr. Pibb, and he slides that barn door and bangs up against the strike plate. The neodymium magnet's just going to shatter, and well, it's not going to cause a mess because it's a magnet. It's going to be a powdery pile of magnetic material in your barn door track.
Kind of a catch 22. Double-edged sword kind of situation here. The magnet is good, but it's fragile.
I want you to remove that bolt, and I want you to take off all the electrical tape and then wipe it down with isopropyl alcohol because it's going to have some residue.
Sure.
Because this is not an electrical job. It's not a job for electrical tape. Use your head. Come on. Put that neodymium magnet back on the bolt head, and then it's going to stick because it's a magnet, right? You understand, Roger?
Magnets adhere to metal.
Yeah, but... The problem is that when it goes up against the strike plate, that's metal too. So the magnet is only going to stick to the thing that it's got a better adhesion to. We want to make sure that it's going to adhere to this bolt better than anything else that it's going to come into contact with.
Hmm.
You follow? Follow me?
Yeah, I got you.
So let's use the magnetism to our advantage by putting it on the head of the bolt, and then let's glue it on with Roger, plug the hot glue gun in for me. Just plug it in.
All right. We got the... Now, it's... Hang on. Let me go back. So the only way it turns on and off is just plugging it.
Yeah, you just got to plug it in. Plug it in there. All right.
You'd think they'd have, like, on-off switches, wouldn't you? You'd think they'd have that?
Well, some of your nicer ones do. This one was a little... this is as much as I could afford that week. So I just went with this model.
This is the one you got for me, right?
Yeah.
This is the one you're okay.
I didn't want to spend too much because I knew that you wouldn't use it. So
I actually had some projects in mind for it, but within a couple of weeks you had to borrow it, so I haven't had it.
Oh man, I can smell that skin. It is getting hot in there.
You want me to get a band aid? You want me to do that?
One way you can tell that your hot glue gun is heating up is you can smell the whatever's been on the tip will start to crisp up and off gas a little bit. And what you can do now, you can take a little bit of hot glue and put it. Let's imagine that the tip of my finger is the tip of the bolt. All right. And let's see, this soda cap is the magnet. And if you take the hot glue gun and you put a little bit in, oh, son of a bitch. Give me the water.
I'll be right back.
Okay. We're going to imagine, let's use our mind's eye. That you're going to put a little bit of hot glue between the bolt and the magnet. Oh, man. I'm going to have to go to urgent care, Roger.
Do you have any... I was thinking maybe you had some, lidocaine or something that could dull the pain. Maybe some...
You know what? Instead of using hot glue, here's what we're going to do, because it doesn't involve heat at all. Let's use some JB Weld. Two-part epoxy. Because now that I think about it, JB Weld actually has fine granules of steel inside the epoxy.
Hmm.
And when you mix up the two-part epoxy on a paper plate, use one of the popsicle sticks. I recommend using one of the lime ones.
You always have those around, though.
There's extras. There's lots of them.
Yeah, just keep them when the kids come over to have popsicles.
Mix up your epoxy.
Keep the popsicles around. Don't discard the popsicles.
I recommend keeping them in a shoebox, well out of the kids' reach, so they don't get into them afterwards.
Because sometimes they try to toss them out. They see the bin, and they go right to them with their sticks, and
they'll throw them away, right. Sometimes they'll use them for arts and crafts and stuff, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? Whoa. Who paid for those popsicle sticks? Uncle Biggs paid for those popsicle sticks.
Send them out to play on the tire.
After you mix up that epoxy until it's got a uniform color, let's put a little bit on that bolt head, and then you put the magnet on there. And the second you do that, if you look very carefully, you'll see that the JB Weld will actually be attracted to the magnet, Roger. It's like magic. It's like a slow-moving blob monster, an epoxy blob monster. It's fascinating to watch. And this is a great opportunity for you to see it up close. So let it sit overnight, I'd say. And there ain't nothing going to take that magnet off the head of that bolt. And then you can put it back in your barn door in your house. And
it's good. It's good to go.
Maybe dip it in some plastic dip so it doesn't get shattered when you open up that door. You know, like Plasti Dip, it's the stuff you dip the screwdriver handles in. You ever see that stuff?
No.
Yeah, it comes in like a Pringles can. It's got synthetic rubber Plasti Dip in it. It comes in a bunch of different colors, like yellow. There's red, there's black, there's yellow.
Yeah.
There's like a brown, an off brown. There's a burnt umber. They got yellow color.
They got a lot of colors for the plastic.
You can pick one that matches the decor around your sliding barn door, and then dip the magnet bolt head into the plastic dip, and then let that dry. So you got two drying cycles here. We got the JB Weld drying, or curing, I'm sorry.
Right.
You got the JB Weld cure time, and then you're going to have your plastic dip synthetic rubber curing time. So you're going to want to dedicate, I don't know, at least a long weekend.
Let's say a three or four day weekend to this project.
Maybe
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Have some barbecue while it's curing. You can maybe smoke some brisket out in the backyard and have some popsicles for the kids and make sure they have a nice shoebox to put the popsicles in.
The sticks. I don't want the popsicles in there. Because that'll make a horrible sticky mess the next time I go to use the popsicle sticks.
Right. All right, so that sounds like...
What's the email address, Roger? What is it?
The email address is bigscast@gmail.com.
Yeah,
so
I was going to suggest you do that again because you messed it up. You said it wrong.
If you're like Avery and you've got a question about adhesives...
That's how you stick it, Avery.
Stick it.
Magnets are, you know, this is probably our first question about magnets. And you know what? That's perfectly fine. It fits within the spectrum.
It sticks.
So any kind of question like that, and you can email it to bigscast@gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
All right. I guess that's it. You want any final thoughts here before we put this one in the can?
I wonder if the missing, you see in between my fingers here where the webbing has the exposed dermis? Mm-hmm. I wonder if I put a layer of hot glue on that, if that would cover that up until I get to urgent care.
Well,
so I don't want to get an infection between my fingers. I won't be able to make my meatloaf, Roger.
I'm going to go ahead and say, well, it's going to be hot when you put it on there. So I'm going to suggest you don't do that and maybe just put some lidocaine and some gauze and tape over the top of that. And maybe we should just order out Chinese.
Do me a favor, Roger. Plug that hot glue gun in for me. Let's get it warmed up. I want to try something.
Stick it.
Hot glue sticks for the Stick It with Mr. Biggs podcast were purchased using money from Patreon. So thanks to our new supporters, Amy Bendit, Matthias Sternier, Bearded Dave. That is not a real name. His name is not Bearded. It's a description. And welcome to our new voice of Stick It, Stephen Hayes.
Stick It.
Yeah, good job, Stephen.
Yeah. Stick It.
Oh, man, it burns.
Yeah, what do you...
Oh, man, that was not a good idea. No. Why did you let me do that, Roger?
If I'm not mistaken, I advised you against doing
Mother
that.
Son of a b-.
We'll go ahead and get some Chinese on the way home, and you won't have to worry about the meatloaf.
Stick it.
Can't believe that the pus comes so quickly. You'd think that would take a while. I'm already pussing up. Yeah.
Everyday Happy House has a deal right now. You spend $20 worth of you buy $20 worth of meals, and you get a 2 free egg roll.
Thanks for listening to Stick It with Mr. Biggs.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Thanks, folks. Don't forget, you got to stick it.
Stick it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, stick it, Mr. Biggs.
Unplug the hot glue gun, Roger. I'm done. I'm not. No more hot gluing today.